This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Sunday night edition. And you know what's weird? I'm hearing myself.
I'm hearing an echo, too.
Yeah.
We'll have to get that straightened out with GCN.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. So, anyway, we are back from Pork
Fest. Very distracting.
Yes, this is incredibly distracting.
Just pull your cans off.
Yeah, pull the cans off. All right. Took the cans off. Now I feel even
weirder.
Well,
now how are we going to know if it gets better?
Right.
You know, every year after Porkfest, we always have a problem with the audio.
Okay, but now we're good.
Oh, good. Thank
so,
you for listening.
Yeah, it's the pains of coming back home, you know, to the Keene studio.
I believe that's when the Comrex and the ISD Online are both open at the same time, but I could be wrong on that one.
I see. Okay.
Well, you know, I feel like it's December 26th. I was just telling Mark. It feels like the day after Christmas because Porkfest is over.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the most magical time of the year for 1 week, and then we all get partied out, and then we come back home. I had a great time at Porkfest.
Well, if it's 1 week, is it more like Hanukkah?
Oh, boy. No, it's okay. Too early for
we won't go there.
Yeah, so the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year was bigger than it has ever been, from what we could tell. There were 300 more reservations, and that's a lot of reservations. More than one person can be on a campsite. So,
oh, it was packed. The internet broke earlier than usual this year.
And the plumbing broke.
And the plumbing broke earlier than usual. When is somebody, what I want to know is, like, Rogers is great. They're very hospitable. But, like, when is somebody going to just buy up a private plot of land, or maybe the FSP, and outfit it for Porkfest with the infrastructure that's needed?
I love that idea, but consider that Rogers does this for a living, and whoever bought a piece of land would be doing it simply as a volunteer thing. It would probably
well,
be
that's
a
not
disastrous
necessarily. I think there's a business model to be had in there. Like I was talking to someone about this actually. Like I don't think it's really run as it's kind of run as this nonprofit thing that's supposed to support the Free State Project, which is really kind of a not-for-profit organization. But if they ran it as an actual business, you know, perhaps they could gather up enough capital to like really invest back into Porkfest and keep it growing from year to year. Like, what are all these libertarians doing? Like, they're supposed to be capitalists, right? Like, run it as a business. But anyway,
supposed to be.
You know, I'm sure everybody has their criticisms of Porkfest, but really, I had a great time, and it's always been really fun. It's just not that fun when the toilets won't flush.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, here's the real life lesson is, people, the only thing you put down toilets is excrement and toilet paper.
That's
those
right.
Are the things that go down toilets. And in some countries, they're crazy about even toilet paper. They don't even want to put that down there.
Yeah, Mexico.
Signs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There were signs. Maybe we got to go with the trash can model next to the toilet at Porkfest next time.
Well, you know, I wonder about the, you know, like you mentioned, about someone setting up where there could be, you know, water and electric to a bunch of different what one would call campsites. I know a lot of people are very interested in this tiny home movement where it's literally like a home built onto the back of a, you know, a trailer of some kind for, you know, that you would pull behind a car. And I mean, boy, you could just rent that out. You know, I mean, you're right. There could be, if one were entrepreneurial enough, I think there might
or even
there might
just
be some
like
solutions.
The organizer, you know, like it's a volunteer position to organize Porkfest. Somebody usually does it who has a day job or a team of people who have day jobs. They're not really getting paid for it, but they spend half their year on it. And then they get super burned out and don't want to do it again the next year. And so it changes hands and there's all these problems associated with that. It's like just hire someone, you know, make it a business, hire someone to run it who knows what they're doing and can have continuity and gets paid for it, and buy a plot of land so you don't, you know, I mean, I don't know.
I think
I'm sure talk is cheap, and it's very hard to organize an event like Porkfest.
Oh, no doubt. But
I have to say, it's great every year, but maybe it could be better.
Yeah, I mean, this is my favorite one so far, you know, and boy, if it can get better, good on them.
Yeah.
I mean, as the numbers grow, maybe then it'll get to that point. But it was a fantastic time.
Why was it your favorite, Brian? This was your third Porkfest. This was like my sixth, I think, but...
Yeah,
well,
I don't know if I can really discuss why it was my favorite, but I very much enjoyed it.
Okay.
To put it that way.
Fair enough.
But I'll just say that, I mean, it was great. There was a lot more people. We say that, I think this gets said every year, but... Yeah, I'm shocked it's not a 2-week event already, because this is my third one. My first one, it wasn't until Thursday that business really picked up, you know, that people really started showing up. This year, holy cow, Sunday, we arrived Sunday to do the Sunday show live from there last week.
It was already in full swing.
It was already happening. Plenty of people around. And so, if the numbers keep growing, which they seem to be doing, I mean, there's a lot of people, a lot of new faces, always new faces. Mm-hmm. Every time I go, it's amazing.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool people there. And I don't know about you guys, but Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party is always sort of the pinnacle of my Pork Fest.
Yeah.
You know,
it was
like
amazing this year.
I had such a great time.
Mark, did you get to earn? You were hosting, weren't you?
I didn't even go into it, but I did get to see lots of interesting costumes. And that's what I like. You know, I like to see the costumes before the dance party.
It really is great, the costuming that goes on, because actually one of them, I couldn't believe this. I mean, talk about a place where you can feel comfortable. Now, I am a nerd of nerds. And a woman walks in, and she's wearing an outfit from Logan's Run.
Mm.
Okay, now Logan's Run, 1974 film. You know, this is an absolute science fiction classic. And I couldn't believe it. I'm like, does anybody even know what this is? I immediately said to her, I was like, Logan's Run, that's fantastic. It's so sexy. And it really was.
It was,
So, boy, if you feel like you're an oddball, believe me, you will be comforted when you go to Porkfest. So.
I taught Well, I hesitate to call them yoga classes because I'm not actually an official yoga teacher or anything.
I led yoga
practices, and people love them. Like, I got really great feedback, and I left feeling really inspired to make that more a part of my life, like do some kind of yoga guidance or make a yoga website that, like, relates to freedom and stuff like that.
You get big crowds, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was in these tents, and those tents were filled.
In fact, the
last day of your yoga, they were literally out the door, which, boy, that kind of sucked, because you're out in that sun, and the last day particularly of your yoga was pretty intense, if one is not used to yoga. So, but that was really great. But that just shows the wide breadth of things that you can do at Porkfest, which was phenomenal. I went to all 3 of your yoga classes. I thought they were great.
Thank you.
I definitely got a serious sweat.
I think it was like that. Everybody was sort of bringing their own skills and talents and doing the things that they like to do that aren't necessarily, like, directly related to libertarianism necessarily or you know, free staterness.
Yeah.
But they were just bringing their own stuff to the table, and it was really cool because Porkfest had kind of a do-it-yourself theme, and I think that's great because there are lots of talented people who have interests and things to talk about and ideas to share in the community already, so why not draw from that pool of people instead of pulling in, like, these big-name speakers who probably wouldn't really be too thrilled about going out into the woods and trying to get to Porkfest and make a talk and wearing a suit on the stage when everybody else is, like, you know, day three of not showering and you know, sitting in the audience and barely anything.
You know, that was one of the big differences this year, too, was, now I didn't catch a lot of the talks. I like to catch the Alt Expo talks. They're usually fantastic, really far, you know, really far ahead thinking stuff.
Mm.
A lot of people came up to me, and this never happened before, where they said, hey, did you catch this person's talk? And they were talking about Alt Expo or whatever. They were just talking, you know, in general.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, but so many people were saying, did you catch this talk? Did you catch this talk? So, I mean, that's a recipe for success in my mind. Whoever they were grabbing and bringing in, and there were a lot of great speakers, you know, some big names, some not so big names.
Yeah.
I mean, that was really, really amazing. And so thankfully all that will be available on YouTube at some point.
And I'm pretty sure Free Talk Live interviewed, like, every big speaker and a lot of those like lesser known speakers that were there too.
You know, one thing that happened on Saturday night, this is our biggest show of the week. We had Jeffrey Tucker and Nick Gillespie. Jeffrey Tucker from Liberty.me and Nick Gillespie from Reason.tv. And these are pretty big names in the Liberty movement. At that moment, in the second hour, was the first time Free Talk Live had ever reached the number one position on TalkStream Live.
Wow.
TalkStream Live is the only, that I know of, is the at very least the premier rating service for people streaming on the Internet, radio shows streaming on the Internet. So we were the number one thing streaming on the internet.
Beating Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We had Rush Limbaugh was on the picture, but he was behind us. Yeah.
Incredible. Well, if you want to be on the number one thing, what is happening in talk radio, you can call in 855-450-3733, the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. But if you don't, we're going to talk about Facebook, everybody's favorite subject. Free Talk Live.
Can education be separated from the state? Today, people go to college, do coursework, repeat what professors tell them, get degrees, and are issued official transcripts from state-approved institutions. These transcripts are given to potential employers as proof of coursework. In the future, people will learn online and obtain pseudonymous academic credentials associated with their Bitcoin address. That future is now. At mathgate.info, you can learn basic reasoning skills. Instead of getting a transcript associated with your name, you can obtain cryptographic proof that the owner of your Bitcoin address learned these skills. Then, apply for jobs online using your Bitcoin address instead of your government-sanctioned name. Since mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously, you can be sure that you will not be discriminated against or shown favoritism due to your race, gender, political or religious views, and so on. There is only one factor by which you will be judged: your ability to reason. Be at the vanguard of separating education from the state by visiting mathgate.info.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book. And it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453. We'll be right back.
Live, the live Sunday night edition of the show here for you. Yes, 7 nights a week, 365 days a year. For years, we have been doing that. And, of course, you can call in and take over the airwaves, 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. And we want to talk about Facebook. Of course, we can get to your calls. Because Facebook's been pulling some pretty... it's not Facebook itself, but with Facebook, some pretty nasty tricks, I think, have been pulled on people. But before we get into that, I'm pretty interested in how to get my hands on some great coffee.
Well, who's not interested in that?
I know.
You can get some free coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. There you can get a free pound of the best coffee. When I say the best of the best, what I mean is it is shade grown, which is great if you get that kind of acid reflux thing from drinking coffee, because shade grown coffee, much more mild than the sun grown Robusto beans. 100% organic, which in, you know, third world countries where they may be using some horrifying pesticides outlawed for decades in this country, and perhaps leaded gas, those kind of things, maybe you want to consider it. Top 1% grade Arabica beans. Of course, Arabica beans are the best, and the top 1% grade, the best of the best. BuzzBox is competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but what they do that other coffee companies don't seem to care at all about is helping people around the world. Not just their workers, who they allow people to get into their coffee co-op. They can, poor people can get into the coffee co-op and build a little nest egg for themselves and work for themselves rather than working for somebody else. But they also allow companies like Free Talk Live to partner with them. Every 10 people who get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we are able to give another microloan to another family around the world. Whether they're looking to buy, I don't know what they're looking to buy to make their lives better, a bicycle or a plow or a sewing machine or something like that. Restaurant equipment, who knows? Whatever it is they need, we're able to give them that hand up rather than a handout. And that's the only way to fix this problem, is people solving their own problems. Because when you try to fix things, you can't fix people, man. They can only fix themselves. So coffee.freetalklive.com to give people a hand up rather than a handout.
And get great coffee. Fantastic. So let's go ahead right to the phones. And we have Justin in Minneapolis. Justin, you are on the air. You're listening on the TuneIn app?
How are you doing?
Justin, are you with us?
I am. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, gotcha.
Perfect. I had a question, especially towards you, Brian, because I know you're the tech guy. 3D
sure.
printers, have they come far enough that the under $1,000 versions that are home use style are viable still, or is it in the commercial realm and hasn't quite gotten to that low-cost option yet?
What's your goal, Justin? Like, what do you want to do with your printer?
I'd like to be able to print anything from parts I need for aquaponics setups to AR-15 lowers.
The former, I would say yes, they are ready for that. But as far as things that have to have more to do with with something that would deal with high calibers and things of that nature, I'd say that the under $1,000 models are not exactly there. But I'll tell you this: I've seen some of the ones that were coming out of. There was a show that was before CES in January, and I think these things will be ready probably within a year. So if you can hold off, that's my recommendation if you want to do something that that has a more of a punch to it.
Do you think what would be the price range if I wanted to get into it in less than a year?
I would say in the $5,000 range, probably $3,500. So I don't want to mention any like particular models over, but I mean, if you're looking in that range, they pretty much generally all run the same. It's not a market that has a whole lot of variation in its competition, though it does have competition. So
right. The only real
yeah, I mean, 3D printing is amazing what people can do. Certainly, I think even spending $3,500 to $5,000 on a 3D printer, what you can do with that thing.
You could certainly spend that in parts quickly,
easy,
you know.
Easy. You're going to go through an Allied catalog, or not an Allied catalog, but you're going to go through a catalog of some kind pretty fast with that kind of money. As to where a 3D printer, I mean, boy, your options become incredible.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, Justin.
If you have a second, Justin, I'm just curious, like, what are you doing with the aquaponics setup? That's interesting to me.
I'm actually working on building a vertical system similar to the like towers that you've seen probably seen around, based on a 55-gallon drum as its water storage. So the whole thing has a footprint of maybe 3 square feet.
Wow, right.
That's
on.
Incredible.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Let us know how it goes. I'm curious to hear about your progress.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic.
Awesome.
Thanks, Justin, for the call and your thoughts. You know, this 3D printing thing, I mean, in fact, now there's even 4D printing. I'm not going to go into that. But the point I want to bring up, okay, is that they're making cars with 4D printing. I mean, this is serious.
Wow.
But the
isn't
point.
The fourth dimension time?
Yeah.
It's a play on words, but okay. It does allow for quite a bit more strength. But anyway, it is amazing that really you have these two technologies out there now, that being cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and 3D printing. People are genuinely getting incredible control. You have the means of purchase now in the people's hands, and you now also have the means of production in the people's hands. And this is an incredibly exciting time. And I think these are technologies that are just going to show, hey, you know, these things called the state, meaningless.
Karl Marx would also wet his pants, right?
Yeah, right.
Ownership of the means of production.
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean, if you consider, how empowering this is, how much your money goes to buy the things that you buy at, say, Walmart or the big box stores, you
right.
know? Or if you shop locally, that's one thing. These things would basically be in your hands already. You know, you need a new lawnmower? Print one up overnight.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you're looking for a blender? Print it up.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's getting to the point you're going to be able to print houses. You can already do it. It's a pretty long timeline. But, things are happening fast. I'll say that much in that field. Let's go to the phones with more. We have Alan in New Hampshire. Alan, are you with us?
I am. How you doing?
Good. Hey, what would you like to talk about, Alan?
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Okay, good subject.
Yeah. You guys are all there enjoying Pork Fest and all. And, Mark, I was wondering how many times in this past week, you've thought about the fact that you denied someone their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness.
Well, we can get back.
I haven't denied anybody that.
Yeah, we're at the end of the segment. So, Alan, thank you for the call. And yeah, I saw a lot of life, liberty, and happiness. No one being denied of it. And frankly, every day is a new day, and you can always make up for one's past. We'll be right back with more, 855-450-3733.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The live Sunday night edition of the show. And you know what I realize I have not said at all? Tonight you are joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And Mark, you know, how can I get a mortgage?
Well, you can go to MortgageMedicai.com.
Can I have a mortgage?
Well, you know, the fact is it's gotten a bit easier to get mortgages. The federal government's been involved, and it's really kind of messed the mortgage industry up. But Roger Schlesinger has managed to find some private loan sellers that are competing directly against the U.S. government, and things are looking pretty good. So stated income loans are back. Those of you who work for yourselves, this can be a real challenge because, you know, there's sort of rectifying those IRS forms with how much you make and what you can pay, those kind of things. Just go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com and get in contact with them. Whether you give them a telephone call at 1-866-288-0088 or you go through the website. They just redesigned it recently. I think you'll find it's never been easier to get a loan. And the rates are great right now. Whether you need to refinance or get cash out or you're looking to buy a house, it's MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088.
All right, let's go back to the phones, and of course you can call in with your thoughts, 855-450-3733, that is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. You can also get in touch with us via Skype once again, because as we have been at Porkfest, we weren't able to handle the Skypes. But here we are now. You can our handle is lrn.fm. You can just send us a contact request.
We weren't even able to handle the normal phone line.
But. Yeah, at one point, that's right. But send the contact request, and then you can go ahead and call in via Skype. But let's go to the phone, and we have Ed in Kentucky. Ed, are you with us?
Yes, sir, I am. How are you doing, people?
Excellent, excellent. What would you like to talk about tonight?
I'm a seven-generation Army veteran, military veteran, I should say. I have had met family members in all branches, all ranks, all jobs. I gave up going to Eastern Kentucky University just so I didn't have to register for Selective Service. just because I remembered what I read about a great president. He said, ask not what you could do, what your country could do for you, but what you could do for your country. Then I got to find out, my father gave up half his life, walking by stone for nothing. My brother was a POW in Vietnam for 4 years for nothing. I served and sacrificed for nothing. I have a message to Rothschilds, Rockefellers, Bushes, Clintons. You're under arrest, and we're coming for you.
Now, Ed, I'm a veteran myself, and I can understand. It sounds like you feel that, you know, everything that your family and yourself that you were, you know, fighting for, essentially, ended up, you know, with nothing in the end. Am I getting that right, Ed?
Well, it took my father 15 years to get 50%. Took my brother over 20 years to get 100% disability, and everything's documented, of course, but we still need all this paperwork, and they throw you so much red tape.
Yeah, I hear that, Ed. It sounds like you're really getting the short end of the stick.
Yeah, you sign up with the expectation that if you're willing to
short end of the stick. 5 years I've been dealing with a tooth infection, cost me half my left jaw, and everybody's still working, and I'm still fighting it.
Well, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, Ed, you know, there's this, I don't know how to say it. There's this kind of cultural norm that goes around that somehow, oh, no, the government takes care of its military, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, exactly. No, Ed, I'm with you. It is a laugh that they do that. No, they do not.
I'm tired of crying.
Yeah.
I am. I'm tired of crying.
Yeah. No, Ed, I understand. I totally understand your frustration. I hear you.
Well, that's absolutely.
And, you know, just talking about this, revealing this to people, because, you know, Ed, most people don't know. They don't know that veterans, you know, what they've sacrificed, or they don't understand what veterans are putting up with after the fact, because they're getting fed lies that the wars we're doing are worth something. You know, we as in the United States, they're getting fed lies that, oh yeah, we take care of the, you know, we take care of the boys and all this stuff. And it's all nonsense. So this is something that you can be doing, Ed. It's just letting people know that this is not, it's not the truth. So I appreciate your call and your thoughts, Ed.
Yeah.
Powerful.
I was going to say to him, and maybe we can talk to him later, but, I wonder, you know, about this whole citizen's arrest thing. I'm kind of skeptical that they would let that happen, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's why I recommend. I mean,
even if he were, let's say, like, a bunch of people were to rise up and arrest George W. Bush and all these other, Hillary Clinton and, you know,
right.
Condoleezza Rice and everyone, like, what would that actually do? Would it get him the medical help that he needs? Probably not. You know,
no.
Would it get him, like, any kind of compensation for everything that he's lost in this whole ordeal of being in the military? No.
Yeah, it sounds like he lost a lot.
Yeah, and, it sounds pretty tragic, you know?
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
What do you think, Mark, about this whole citizen's arrest thing?
As far as the citizen's arrest, I don't think there's going to be much value to it.
I don't think they'll let it happen.
If it ever existed, it doesn't exist in reality now. You just kind of hold people till the police come. And the police are low man on the totem pole of power. And
sure.
They tend to respect the people that are higher on the totem pole of power. There's different jurisdictions which have arrest warrants out for George Bush as a war criminal. Well, do you really think that George Bush is ever going to go to prison?
Right.
I don't.
No.
I do, however, agree with him that, you know, once you get a historical perspective on wars that people have participated in, it's difficult to value the individual sacrifice.
Right.
Here on Veterans Day, or is it Memorial Day? Which one is the November the 11th?
Veterans Day. Yeah.
We often will read what happened in World War I on the 11th
right.
hour, the 11th day of the 11th month. And
which is what Veterans Day is based on.
You talk about the people who died the last moments of World War I and sort of ask you to think, what did those sacrifices mean? Are they sacrifices? Indeed they are. They're sacrifices of human bodies to the god of the state.
Yeah.
But what did they achieve? Nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and it sounds like Ed really came to that realization. And this is what you can do. You know, I don't think if marching on Washington, and so many people talk about this sort of thing. Look, yeah, I mean, how many people were lined up in front of the state, in front of the state house, during Vietnam? Like Ed mentioned, I mean, it didn't do anything. Really, it did nothing. The only thing you can do is just somehow, you know, like calling in or just getting the word out there, especially veterans with their own experience saying, hey, this, you think that somehow this is all fine and dandy and this is honorable and this is this and we get treated so well, and just say, no, that's not the truth. And that will wake people up, because that's what you always get, is that, well, you know, don't support the war, but support the soldier. Well, guess what? No one's supporting the soldier either. So, I mean, right. It's very important to talk about
this. What happens is the soldier supports the war.
Right.
And you support the soldier, but the government doesn't support the soldier.
Right.
And, like, you may wish the best for the soldier, and whatever that means to you, but the government is the one that you pay the money to actually financially support the soldier, and they don't do it. They've never done it, and they're not going to start doing it just because you put a yellow ribbon on the back of your car.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, the reason that he's upset about a subset of the Bushes and the Rothschilds or whoever it is that he's naming off there is that he's identifying the power structure in the world. And the power structure in the world doesn't care about the flesh of your children. They're happy to use them to stop the bullets for these wars of acquisition of theirs.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that I really sort of wonder about the troops of Bastogne. I kind of think that, you know, of people who made sacrifices, that was, you know, those guys were driving to the heart of Berlin at the time. It was a terrible situation that had been set up by World War I and by U.S. intervention in that situation. But I think that was, you know, sort of the Western theaters, something that almost had to be done. You know, that problem was put in play. It's not that I support violence or anything like that, but I do understand what the repercussions are of when you choose to employ violence.
Yeah, absolutely. You can call in with your thoughts, 855-450-3733.
I am guaranteed from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to torrent
Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to FreedomFiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to FreedomFiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to FreedomFiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The live Sunday night edition of the show. You can call in 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. Or, of course, you can get in touch with us through Skype. Our Skype handle is lrn.fm. And we are going to get right to your calls in just a moment. But tonight, of course, you are joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And you heard me mention that it's the ProXPN toll-free call-in lines. And that's because a company called ProXPN is supporting Liberty by sponsoring Free Talk Live, and we can't thank them enough for it. But what is ProXPN? ProXPN is a global virtual private network. What this is software that you, or an app, depending on, you know, what device you put it on, that'll work everywhere. It works on your smartphone, works on your tablets. It works on, you know, as long as it's iOS and Android, it works on Windows, OS X. It even works on Linux. And when you use it, all of your data, metadata, all that good stuff that goes up to the internet, even before it gets to the ISP, gets encrypted on your machine. This is the this is some of the best privacy you can possibly get, and some of the best peace of mind and most inexpensive peace of mind that you can get for your digital life. And folks, let's face it, your digital life is just as hot and important as your meat space life. So I want you to check it out. You can go to proxpn.com. Use the code FTL20, and you'll get 20% off the price of their premium accounts, and you will get that 20% off for the lifetime of the account, not just for a year, for the lifetime of the account. It's going to end up costing you less than $5 a month if you go with an annual plan. It's incredible, okay? And again, this is if you care about your privacy, and your privacy is your right. You want ProXPN. You can also use Bitcoin. They are big supporters of the Bitcoin community, and you'll get an even greater discount if you use Bitcoin. So risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Can't beat it. Go to ProXPN.com. Use the code FTL20 or Bitcoin, and believe me, you'll get your privacy back in that digital life. So let's go to the phones, and we have Rusty in Houston, Texas. I love places with no zoning. Rusty, are you with us?
Yeah, howdy, y'all. From the great state of Texas. Just calling in. Started picking up y'all's show about 2 weeks ago. Tried to never miss a night.
Honored. Like, thank you.
No, y'all are great. I just been hearing a bunch of conspiracy theory type people on, and I didn't know how y'all would deal with that. Back in college, I had a roommate who was kind of conspiracy theorist, and we were into politics and stuff like that, but for whatever reason, it just became more of a hindrance to try to do anything effective, you know, whether it's protesting or something like that, because they always want to have something about 9/11 or the Rothschilds,
right,
and stuff like that in,
sure,
in the demonstration. And I didn't know if y'all run into the same problem, if,
well,
how you handle it or what your
first off
saw with it.
I would say that everybody participates in conspiracy theory.
Yeah, even in the more wilder ones, there's already been studies that have shown that like 70% of America believes in various conspiracy theories.
Well, you know what? And you're just talking about sort of the main conspiracy theories
like
that are
more
out there.
Far out.
But I was listening to Rush Limbaugh, and this guy's conjecturing constantly about what the Democrats are doing. He's like, I know him like I know every inch of my glorious naked body.
Yeah.
And this man is participating in a conspiracy. It's proffering conspiracy theory constantly on his show. And so many shows on the radio are all about conspiracy theory. So, first, I want to put in perspective what conspiracy theory is, and conspiracy theory is basically coming up with your own answer to questions that are difficult to answer, that you just don't have enough proof to answer. Now, there's this sort of, now, with the internet, many conspiracy theories have sort of coalesced into this one. There are rich people in the world. Their names are Rothschilds, Rockefeller, Bilderberg. They met at the Bilderberger Hotels. They have something to do with the, perhaps the Council on Foreign Relations. You know, there's this, that conspiracy theory. Those people want to do a variety of things. They want to, you know, destroy national borders, destroy state sovereignty. They want to collect us all into FEMA camps where they can whittle down the population to 20% of what it is today.
These are the theories.
These are the theories. And, you know, I think that these theories get stacked on top of each other. We discussed chemtrails the other night here on Free Talk Live. And, you know, I mean, a lot of smart people I know believe these ideas, and they're just not backed up with anything that looks with much that looks like fact. There's a little bit of fact thrown in, which gets confusing.
Right. Yeah, Rusty, I mean, how do you feel about that? I mean, are you in you don't agree with these conspiracy theories? Is that what is that the gist I'm getting?
Yeah, it's just that, okay, let's say I go to Ron Paul back when he was running for president. Out of the audience, there's one or two conspiracy people there, and they turn off about 10 people. You know, they'll both start talking to them. And I think it's just destructive. I don't want to really call it a movement, but to a certain degree, you have to put yourself at arm's length.
As far as dealing with them,
I don't know that it's even of them. It might be me on some of these theories.
Sure, I can fall for
it. But the part of it is I guess you have to ask yourself, does it forward the conversation? Are we talking about the same stuff? If somebody's worried about fluoride in the water, then my statement to them would be, I don't think the government should have the power to put anything in your water that you don't agree to.
Right.
Yeah, so you win that argument on informed consent about fluoride. You don't really need to go into all the government's trying to poison us kind of stuff. What you can say, based on first principles, is that, look, people should be able to choose what goes in their bodies. They shouldn't be dosed with something non-consensually based on how much water they're drinking, right?
Sure, yeah. I mean, certainly, Rusty, I think you're absolutely right in your assessment that it does harm. I mean, I've talked about it on Free Talk Live in the past. I joined the military, which was a big mistake on my part. I never wanted to do anything like that, but I joined it because of 9/11 conspiracy theories, because of names like Rothschild getting tossed around, because I'm a Jew. Okay, and so these people...
I think you should explain that a little bit better, Brian, because people might not know what you're talking about.
Well, there's people who will stand on the city streets in New York City or wherever else, or at conventions, like Rusty mentioned, and they'll say, look, the Jews are doing everything, or they'll just toss out names and whatever, you know, because one of my family names is Rothdiener, and so I get lumped in.
Right, and that can
nonsense.
Be really frustrating, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, if some rabid maniac with a blowhorn is saying, the Jews are doing this and the Jews are doing that... All three of us on this show right now can claim legitimately to be ethnically Jewish if that's what they wish.
Right.
And I swear to God, no lizard people have signed me up for any kind of conspiracy theory to kill people.
Mark, you might want to calm down. Your eyelids are showing.
Right.
Your lizard eyelids are
lizard eyelids are flipping sideways. And, you know, this doesn't do anything but harm. This isn't the liberty movement. This is the insane movement.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, I mean, how to deal with that sort of thing is to just, in my opinion, what I do with a lot of people that have these very far out conspiracy theories, and there's always grains of truth to this stuff, but
there are, that's the frustrating part,
right?
Because so many do have grains of truth.
Yeah, absolutely. But what you do is you talk to them and you say, okay, so what do we do? what is the individual action that we can do? Because the way to convert people to liberty is to give them solutions that they can do in their everyday life. And if the conspiracy theories can't deliver, conspiracy theorists can't deliver that.
Well, it's always education and research.
Yeah, yeah.
We must be educated and researched on this. Well, you know, I could claim to you right now that the Titanic was in fact an Autobot, vessel that was sunk by a Decepticon iceberg.
Oh,
and
man.
Then you would have to research that dumb crap for days and days to try to prove a negative. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. So how do you feel about that, Rusty?
No, I agree with y'all. I think it's a messaging issue is what it sounds like. The kind of consensus is you don't want to turn these people off to the movement, but you don't want them to turn others off. Just say, okay, if you believe that, that's fine, but the
Yeah, you got to let them speak to their piece, right? Just like you can, you know.
Right.
But the point is for you to have the actual, in my opinion, especially at events, is for you to have, you know, certain things, actionable items that people can do in their own lives. And then really, once people have action they want to do, they're not going to listen to the other people anyway. But, you know, that's just my thoughts on it. So, Rusty, thank you very much for the call. It really is. It's a big topic, you know, people feeling that conspiracy theorists poison the well. I mean, I've got plenty of conspiracies that I personally believe in, but boy, I know time and place where to talk about these things, you know, and that a lot of times, another thing that really messes things up, I think, with conspiracy theorists is that you got to do a slow build. If you're trying to show people a truth or something that happened, or you're trying to, I mean, you know, books take years to write.
Mm.
And if you're just going to walk up to your everyday person and say to them, hey, guess what, they're putting fluoride in the water and all this. I mean, you just say that out of nowhere, people are going to look at you like you're nuts.
But they are putting fluoride in the water.
No, right, but that's the thing is you got to explain it out, you know, talk about how that all actually happens if you're going to do that. So you can call in 855-450-3733 with your thoughts. But boy,
I'm kind of thirsty.
Yeah, we might have a conspiracy from Facebook here for you in just a minute. And this one is real. Free Talk Live.
Now is the time for new flooring in your home because Lumber Liquidators has every floor on sale with the end of quarter clearance sale on right now. Get huge savings on all flooring, like quick click prefinished hardwood for $169 a square foot, solid hand scraped horizontal bamboo for $179, and this weekend only get 8mm cherry laminate for just 69 cents. So go to lumberliquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special 24 month financing is available. But hurry, this end of quarter clearance sale ends Monday, June 30th.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.